based on the situation of the Buffalo VA, we took it upon ourselves to audit the use of insulin pens here at Olean General. And the indications were that, or are that, according to some nurses, that this may have happened. As a result, we self-reported this to the New York State Department of Health and decided to send letters to any patient who received an insulin pen at OGH suggest or recommend, rather, HIV and hepatitis testing. We have no indication that this occurred. We haven't identified a single patient, but to the extent it did occur, we want to exercise on err on the side of caution and alert our patients. You know, we understand that this letter obviously is going to be very, very upsetting to the patients who receive it, and for that we feel very, very sad and very bad about it.
Can you explain how this pen works? Because we know that needles are disposed of and you wouldn't share
right.
them. Why are these being shared among patients?
Well, an insulin pen, the insulin pens that Olean General use a special safety needle. So while they provide, an insulin pen provides multiple doses of insulin, the needle has to be changed. We use special safety needles. They have to be changed after every injection. So we're absolutely 100% certain that this was not an issue of needle reuse. The concern with insulin pens, according to the Center for Disease Control, is that there is the possibility that bodily fluids can get up into the cartridge of the needle, such that if it's used on other than the intended patient, there is the risk of transmission of infection. The chances of that are very, very remote, but regardless, you know, to the extent there is an opportunity or there is a chance, however small, we decided to alert all 1,900 patients here.
Does it truly come down to a cost savings for the hospital to reuse them?
Not at all. And we, again, I have to emphasize, we don't know that pens were reused. We're acting on information from a few nurses who say that it may have occurred. The pens were never intended for multiple use. All nurses who, you know, received in-services on insulin pens know that. They're a single-patient item, although they can provide multiple doses of insulin. But the intention never was. The intention is not to use them on multiple patients. That is a no-no. This is a situation. Insulin pens were utilized only on inpatient units. They were not used in any outpatient settings.
As the hospital recommends the blood screening, would you provide that free of charge to these patients?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and how long will the process take for them to learn if they were infected by anything?
Well, I think the turnaround time for the test is about 5 to 6 days.
If they are indeed tested and found to have any tested positive for any of the diseases, what action will be taken? And are you worried about the liability of this or being sued?
You know, we're in the very beginning of this, and again, we don't know that it occurred at all. To the extent it did occur, to the extent there are infections, we'll deal with it then. I can't speak to, you know, issues of liability. That's not our concern right now. Our concern is notifying our patients, letting them know that this may have occurred, and making sure that they get their tests as expeditiously as possible.
Thank you so much for updating us and our audience on this story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.